Hey, we're back on Downtown here on a Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble with you. Time to talk a little Boston sports. To do that, well, we turn to the source authority for such matters, our friend Michael Hurley of WBZ Boston. Hello there, Michael.
How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you doing in this new year?
I am great. I will say, I don't know the last time we talked, but I welcomed baby number three into the Hurley family 4 months ago, and the sleep deprivation has really set in. So I can't be held responsible for anything I might say today that is completely factually incorrect, because there's no brain working. Just getting that out there to start.
Are you blaming her for this?
I'm just blaming circumstances. She may be forcing those circumstances upon me, but no, I'm not blaming my sweet dear angel daughter. In no way.
By the way, your family is beautiful. I saw the picture you posted on social media. My gosh, you produce some good-looking chillin'.
Thank you. Yes, as you can see, they don't take anything after me. They get it all from mom, so it's for the best, for society.
Well, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. Well, here we are, the last roundup for the Patriots on this thrill ride of a 2023-24 season. What do we expect to see come Sunday against the Jets?
It's going to be a tough one to lose. I know a lot of fans, you know, there's really no point in winning aside from a quick little hurrah, look at the Jets, ha-ha. But obviously the draft order is a little bit more important than that. This is going to be a tough one for the home team to come away with a loss. I think there's circumstances with the weather, with Trevor Siemian being the starting quarterback. It should be a bit of a laugher in many different ways, but I don't think the Patriots, they found a way to lose a lot of games this year, but I would be shocked if they managed to lose this one.
Well, and I will say they've been playing pretty hard. Now, I've seen people say, well, boy, they're playing hard for Bill Belichick. But I don't know if it's that or if they just want to ensure their spot on next year's team or wherever they go. But they've been playing some pretty good football, certainly defensively, the last few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what did they allow? 7 points against the Bills that didn't come off turnovers. So the defense certainly is the strength. And you said it, you know, the guys, I mean, they are playing hard for Bill. We saw what it looked like when a team lays down like they did for Brandon Staley and the Chargers. You had running backs literally taking slides behind the line of scrimmage so they didn't get hit. It's obviously not like that. They're just talent deficient. They're offensive coaching deficient. It's been a struggle. But I do expect that defense to go out there and finish off what has been a good season, because, you know, I think every play in the NFL is an audition. You know, there's no guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed in the NFL. Even the guaranteed money isn't guaranteed. So I think a lot of those guys are going to go out there and play hard. And honestly, it's a good opportunity to go out there and end the season with a shutout with the way the Jets played.
Bailey Zappe has looked, I don't know, can you safely say he's looked better than Mac Jones? The result hasn't been a whole lot different, but I don't know, he seems a bit more composed at times back there.
Perhaps. I mean, we're coming off a game with 3 picks in the first half. I know he was better in the second half. I think what stands out in terms of if we're going to compare the two is just the ability to sidestep pressure and move up and move around and try something, whereas Mac either completely folds or just throws the ball into traffic. So that is why Mac Jones has found himself on the bench, because he wasn't protected well, and when he wasn't protected well, he lost sort of his mind back there and wasn't able to deal with the adversity the way that, you know, Bailey Zappe has. So I would give Bailey Zappe the correct check mark in that, but in terms of overall performance, I don't know. I think our bar has been lowered so much quarterback play in New England that anything decent we say, oh, that's pretty good, but really it's really not worth much, in my opinion.
Offensively, has anybody, maybe DeMario Douglas, has anybody really solidified a role for next year?
That's another great question. I think DeMario Douglas is that guy, having one of the better rookie years we've seen a receiver have here. Usually you don't get the ball at all as a rookie, so he's been good. I would like to think, and this is a tricky one because of his past couple of years, Kendrick Bourne, I think, was poised for a big year before his injury. He would seem like someone, if I was building a team, someone you want to keep, a good energy in the locker room, sort of just a cohesive type guy. So those are two guys I'd want to build around. But, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done at a lot of the skill positions.
And certainly on defense, there have been some stellar performers throughout the year. Barmore, high on the list when they've been healthy. A couple of the new guys certainly have made an impact. The future looks a little brighter on that side of the football.
Yeah, it does. And who knows with the head coaching situation, if it is Gerard Mayo, I mean, who knows what we're talking about here, but you would expect that to continue and maybe bring in sort of an offensive coordinator that can just run the entire offensive operation. Maybe you have a football team, but again, the talent needs the improvement, I think, on offense.
We're talking with Michael Hurley here on Downtown. So usually when coaches depart, go to greener pastures or wherever they might go, it happens fairly quickly. They don't linger much after the final regular season game. When do you think we'll know one way or the other what's going to happen with Belichick?
I would hope it wouldn't take long, but I would also hope it would have already been decided one way or the other. You know, we heard from a couple weeks ago from, you know, the big dog reporters, like, oh, it depends how they finish the year. But it's like, man, what could happen in these past final four weeks to change anything about the state of the Patriots being a mediocre franchise for 4 years that really bottomed out this year? I don't know what could have, you know, wins over, but if they came up with wins over Buffalo and the Jets to close it out, would that change anything about the long-term focus? So I would like to imagine if they're running the franchise and want to get it back on track and don't think Bill Belichick is the person for it, they're not going to wait until Monday to make that decision. If that's their decision, I would hope that they've already arrived at it. Waiting until next week feels like waffling to me. But again, we're all just kind of guessing what's going on there. But that would be my read on it. If they haven't decided yet, then they don't want to move on from him.
Well, and do you think there's any scenario where, I think we talked about this last time you were on, where Robert Kraft says, look, we need to have someone come in and be a general manager, but we would still like you to be our coach. Would he suggest that? And is there any scenario where Coach Bill would accept that?
It's a tough one because you think about picking up and moving at age 72 from a team where your sons are on the coaching staff, from a place where you can get to your home in Nantucket on a, you know, charter flight, 20 minutes. Do you want to go pack up and start anew somewhere? The only, you know, scenario is that I can envision if there was something set up where, but this is, again, I'm really going all over the place, but let's say Dallas is going to fire Mike McCarthy if they lose their one and only playoff game. That I could see a situation like that where you step into a good team that needs a good coach. But again, that's not going to be resolved next week. That's going to be resolved in a couple weeks. So I don't know. He has given up some power. You know, remember last year, the press release for keeping Gerard Mayo, that was not a Bill Belichick press release. You think the hiring of Bill O'Brien that was Bill Belichick being forced to hire someone. So I think he has given up a little bit of control. And, you know, when you lose games, as often as they have, you lose power. So if he wants to stay here, and that was the what was ever put forth for him, he'd have to accept it because he doesn't have, you know, for all the cachet of 6 Super Bowls, 9 conference championships, nothing happened positive for the past 4 years, and you lose some power with that.
Do you have, I'm throwing a curveball at you here, but do you have a special Bill memory from all your years covering the team, something that you'll carry with you if this is the end on Sunday?
You know, it's funny, like, a lot of people think the media hates Bill and, like, has their claw. I have nothing against Bill Belichick. When he gives crappy answers at the podium, it's more entertaining than anything. If you get offended by that, you're a huge baby. So maybe there are some babies in my industry, but me, I'm always entertained by it. One time I don't remember what I asked. It was probably a dumb question, and I probably rambled and took too long to get there, and he just kind of looked at me and just was like, not really. And so, I don't know, just little things like that stick out. And in terms of coaching, I have been going through, I mean, there's so many times, and I did this when things got out of hand, when Brady won the Super Bowl in 2020, I put together a list. Like, these are all the times it was Bill and not Brady, because everyone just said it was all Brady. And obviously, it's more Brady. He played the game. Bill Belichick didn't. But there was just so many moments throughout the 20 years that I don't think, you know, we've seen a lot of coaches come and go through the league, and few have had just the sort of grasp on even just game day, let alone preparation and everything than him. So I certainly think the ending has been lousy, if this is it. But it doesn't take away from what was, you know, the best run I think any of us will ever see.
I'm in my mind, I'm conjuring up a little video montage of Bill scowling at you, saying not really, and in the background, Streisand sings, memories may be beautiful, and yet.
Yeah, you know, there's been plenty where he's given great answers, but, you know, those don't stick out as much as the funny ones.
So whoever is the coach, whoever is buying the groceries next year, a high draft pick is great, but this team needs more than one player to get back into contention. Where do they start?
Well, I mean, quarterback's the obvious one. They don't have an NFL caliber. And this was, you know, for all we make of the Mac, Zappy, this team, this was the most important year of Mac Jones' life, and he failed the test. So I think, you know, he might work out somewhere, but it's not going to be here. So quarterback's the most obvious, but it's kind of useless to have any quarterback at all if you can't protect them. So they have serious needs at tackle, which is, I think, the second hardest position in the sport to fill behind quarterback. So you kind of need the two most difficult positions to fill, and you kind of got to hit on them. So they're going to have to get creative, whether that means trading to have two first-round picks, whether that means moving down if they end up, say, at, I don't know, 5, for example, moving down to 8 and 30, whatever it might be. They're going to need high-end talent at the most difficult positions. And then I do think there are ways to get by at receiver, but you don't want to end up where you were a few years ago, where you're paying Nelson Aguilar top dollar just because he's available. So it will take creativity. It will take planning, whether that's a trade, whether that is the draft. You know, we've seen rookie receivers come in now and make impacts, including here. I think those are important, but less so than quarterback and tackle.
Michael Hurley, WBZ Boston. Michael, thanks as always. Great talking with you. For goodness sakes, get yourself some rest. Although I thought, sleep deprived or not, you were right at the top of your game today.
I appreciate that. I can give a good, whatever this was, 10, 15 minutes of fake energy, and then it's right back to the pillow.
All right, you go nap, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, nice talking to you.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Hurley, WBZ, with us here on Downtown.